we're about ready to get underway in Super Bowl number 9. Bradshaw giving it to Harris, getting a key block from Mullins, running to the left, turning to Connery, to the front, touchdown. The Steelers are the Super Bowl champions.
Would you like to greet the heroes of Super Bowl 9?
We had a pretty young team
at that time. If you think about it, just about everybody here, Andy was the elder statesman, you know, a statesman for us. But it was my third year, JT second year, Donnie Shell's first, Wagner's third year. It was Mel's fourth year, Moon's third year. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know. And so when you look at that, we were a very young team.
But that way, I think, you know, there was a number of dynamics going on there to keep the team loose and just kind of let – we were a young team. I mean, that was the first year of that tremendous 74 draft class, you know, where the Hall – a bunch of Hall of Famers came from. I mean, Lambert started the game. Lynn Swann and John Stallworth did not start the game. Donnie played mostly special teams, Donnie. But that, you know, that was just, you know, the beginning – of this big iceberg of Pittsburgh Steeler power that was coming in into the league back then.
And to have that type of confidence at that time that, you know, we're put in a position to win a Super Bowl and feeling confident against a very veteran Minnesota team.
But my rookie year in training camp, this guy looked at me and said, "Hey, Rook, you know what? We're going to the Super Bowl." He was serious. He didn't crack a smile whatsoever. I said, "Okay." And I follow that. But then when he got down to the Super Bowl, they kept saying, "Well, the Vikings this, the Vikings that. They got playoff experience. Can you beat them?" I said, "But they haven't won anything. They haven't won any Super Bowls. Sure, we can beat them." But I think Franco set the tone for me as a rookie. And he was so sincere, real focused when he said that. And I know he really meant it from his heart.